you have other chores then arise? You mentioned making the butter. Did you have other, in the garden, mm-hmm. were there any other chores or responsibilities? When you think about kids today and what they're responsible for in the home, are so limited.
Once I was old enough, the first thing that I really remember doing, and I must have been 4 or 5, we had a hoe, and this was in the barn, and I had to scrape the manure out from under the cows into the gutter. And that was called scraping out hind. Scraping me out behind. And so that was the first job. The other job that I had was carrying the milk pail with milk in it from the barn into the milk house and pouring the milk through the strainer into the milk cans, 40 quart cans. And then I had to change the milk strainer, which was a cotton pad like this that was in the strainer. And you had to change that several times during the milking. And so when you took it out, you would squeeze the milk of it that was left in the pad into the dog's dish or the cat's dish in the milk house.
So as to not let anything go to waste.
Yeah. But so I would do that. Then the next big chore that I had was cleaning out the calf pens, the manure in the calf pens. Now that had to be, when the calf pens were in the big barn, the manure had to be put into a wheelbarrow or something from the calf pens and then transferred to the, what I'll describe later on as the trolley that you carried the manure out. And then I had to clean the gutters from behind the cows, and that's gutters were depressed a little from behind the cows. Mm-hmm. And then you just would take a shovel, and there was this trolley effect. There was a track on the ceiling of the barn, and there was this big bucket type thing that hung from the wheels on the trolley, and you could lower it by a chain on a pulley. Lower it enough so you could pick up the manure and throw it into the bucket kind of thing, and then you would pull it up again and push it to the end of the barn and out the barn door and then trip it so that the manure would fall into the manure pile. And then you'd bring it back and continue on.
Now, was that something that you built as a family, or was that already a part of the barn? Or
I have no, I'm sure it was probably something that I have no idea whether it was part of the barn when they bought it or whether it was something that my father put up. And then a little bit later, we built an addition on the barn, which was for the calves only and young cattle. And so then the manure was thrown out the window. But the window was high enough like this, and it was on the south side of the barn. And many a time you would start throwing it out the window and the wind would blow it right back into your face.
Oh, no.
And of course, once the stables are clear, then you would go get baskets of sawdust and put new bedding under the cows. The other thing I remember doing was cleaning out the water bowls. For each 2 cows that were in stanchions, there would be a water bowl. And hay would get into it or gunk from the cows, and so you would clean those out. And that was another early farm job that I had. My first big job with haying was the dump rake, which was a one-horse contraption, and you would go around after the hay had been picked up by the hay loaders or with the pitchforks, and you go back and forth with the dump rake to get all of the scatterings that had been left. And so I did that, and then there was another one horse or two horse cultipacker, so that after the fields were plowed, you had to smooth them out with this cultipacker to make them smooth enough so that they could then be planted. And so I did some of that with the horse or the horses. But I never really liked the horses, and I was somewhat afraid of them, and that just, of course, they were afraid of me.
Right. A little bit less predictable, maybe, than
right.
a cow.
Right, yes.
Did you ever do any milking?
Oh, yes. That was, again, the first milking job. We always did what we call stripping the cows after the machines, because there would be a little bit of milk left, and so, yes, I would follow the machines along and strip the cows.
Now, is this all, this is after school and during the summer, and basically any time you were home, it sounds, you were in this.
Well, and then when I got into high school, of course, we went out in the barn in the morning, too, before school.
So what